It's Thursday, June 30, 2022.
So while the Supreme Court case is very important, it's not the only game in town.
Right-wing Supreme Court strikes major blow to EPA's ability to regulate carbon emissions. Residential natural gas stoves leak carcinogens even when turned off, study finds. Plus, clean energy jobs are booming. Fossil fuel jobs are shrinking.
All of those booms and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Getting to a wedding costs an arm and a leg. Gas is so expensive, you can bring it as a wedding gift.
This is your Green News Report.
And make sure you hold on to it, though. Your grandkids can sell it to a warlord for water.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, the day that we have long predicted, long feared would come has now arrived.
As expected, the right-wing supermajority on the stolen and packed U.S. Supreme Court has issued a disturbing landmark ruling in West Virginia versus EPA. That's a lawsuit brought by Republican attorneys general over emission standards that never took effect. The 6-3 majority ruled that despite the Clean Air Act's broad textual mandate, the EPA does not have the authority to regulate carbon dioxide emissions from power plants because Congress didn't explicitly say regulate carbon emissions. The decision kneecaps the agency at a critical time when scientists warn the window is closing to act to prevent catastrophic climate impacts. It throws a wrench into new standards being developed by the Biden administration. However, in an interview with Sky News before the ruling, EPA Chief Michael Regan said the agency has other tools.
The president has a number of tools in his toolbox. And as we look at all of the regulations that govern power plants, we have regulations that look at traditional air pollutants, water pollutants, and coal ash or, you know, hazardous waste cleanup. So while the Supreme Court case is very important, it's not the only game in town.
Well, good luck with those other tools, given what the Supreme Court has decided. It's clear to me, at least, that they are also going to handcuff the agency on those other rules as well.
Yes, the ruling is the pinnacle of Republicans and their funders' decades-long corrupt coordinated scheme to stack the court and handcuff the EPA from issuing future climate and pollution regulations. And it can also be used to gut the government's ability to regulate corporate behavior in other sectors.
There is a reason I don't call these right-wingers conservative. They aren't conservative at all. They are radicals.
And it matters because climate research shows that man-made global warming has now escalated the risk of compound disasters that interact with self-reinforcing feedbacks. A new study has found that extreme dryness in the U.S. West's man-made megadrought boosted hot temperatures by 4 degrees last summer, intensifying both heat waves and wildfires, with greater cascading impacts together than each disaster on its own.
So it's all getting terrible all at once.
A different study finds that most U.S. cities are seeing more extremely hot days overall than in the past because of global warming. More than half of U.S. cities now see at least 7 more extremely hot days than in the 1970s, with the hottest summer temperatures arriving much earlier and persisting later into the fall. In other news, new scientific research shows that residential natural gas stoves leak carcinogens, including benzene and 20 other toxic air pollutants that are linked to birth defects and cancers, and they do it even when turned off.
So that is the clean natural gas we hear so much about?
So-called.
Nice.
This is the first study to document additional pollutants included in the natural gas that's piped into homes, part of a growing body of research identifying natural gas as a significant source of indoor pollution.
Electrify, please.
But some good news. In Oklahoma's Republican Senate primary this week, Trump's wildly corrupt, scandal-plagued first EPA director, Scott Pruitt, lost his bid for the U.S. Senate to replace retiring climate science denier, Senator James Inhofe. and he lost badly.
So there's that, at least.
And finally, jobs in the U.S. renewable energy sector rose faster than overall U.S. employment in 2021, and it made up for job losses in the fossil fuel industry, even as fossil fuel production increased. The Department of Energy's annual jobs report out this week detailed dramatic growth across the entire clean energy sector in 2021 and found that the fossil fuel extraction industry lost more than 31,000 jobs, while the electric vehicle sector alone created 45,000 jobs, a stunning 25% increase over the previous year.
So there's that as well. We'll take what we can get. Thank you very much. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we could not get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. We're off for a few days for the holidays. We will see you thereafter. Until then, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.